高兴再次来跟大家分享神的话。
I'm glad to come back to share the gospel again with you.
有段时间我在 Facebook 常常看见你们新的地方的建造的过程。
I've been following your Facebook page about your construction.
所以很为你们高兴。
I'm very happy for you.
教会里面大大小小都关心这个工作。
I see all in concerning with the construction.
这是最难得。
This is a very precious thing.
希望这个新堂的早点完成，欢喜快乐。
We pray that your new sanctuary will be soon built.
那今天我跟大家试想的题目是动机、动向、动力。
Today I want to share with you a topic called motivation, direction, and
按个中文来说了，都叫动。动这个词
，there's a motion involved in all three words.
动机
，motivation，
动向，
用
这个方向来朝着这个方向来动
，is the direction or the goal where you're going.
还有就产生了动力
，and also the power or the strength involved.
刚才主席也提过，我们的世界是越来越动荡不安。
Our song leader just mentioned that our world has become a very dangerous place.
有时候我们听到的时候都觉得无能为力。
When we feel so hopeless or helpless when we heard it.
这是我们大家共同的感觉。
This is a very common feeling.
所以我们真的希望可以有能够做得到改变这个事。
We all wish we can do something to change the situation.
但是我们也觉得我们实在太渺小。
But we really are too feeble, too small.
不过无论如何
，but whatever，
我们总是可以，我们不能够影响整个世界，我们总是可以影响身边的人。
Even we cannot help affect the whole world, we can help affect the people around us.
所以我们今天来思想关于力量。
I want to think about the strength.
怎么样有动力
？How are we to have motivation for our life?
我们知道了，人生有各方面都需要力的。
You know, every aspect of our life needs strength.
每天的生活需要活力，需要体力。
We need energy to live everything of our life.
假如活着没有能力，那这是很糟糕的事情。
If you live without strength, your life is miserable.
我们需要有智力、智慧的力量去解决种种的问题。
Even we need the strength of wisdom to discern the right thing.
我们也需要财政的能力，去解决一些需要经济才可以解决的一些问题。
Even you need financial strength to deal with financial problems.
这是我们生活都会遇到的需要。
This we encounter every day in our life.
然后呢，比较高层次的呢
，in a higher level.
我们需要一种舆论的力量去改变这些事情。
We want to have sufficient influence to change these things around us.
需要军事的力量来保护自己。
For country, you need military strength to protect the nation.
等等我们都需要很多不同的力。
We need all kinds of strength.
但不晓得大家有没有想过，有一种力是最重要的。
Have you think of one kind of strength that is the utmost important?
那是我们心灵里面的力量。
That is the strength, the inner strength.
或者说我们的灵力。
Or our spiritual strength.
灵里面的力量。
The strength of the spirit.
这是很重要的。
These are the most important.
我们可以没有财力，没有，甚至没有体力，但是那种灵力可以帮助我们，可以活得好一点。
You can be without financial strength or physical strength, but you cannot live without the spiritual strength.
有时候心灵的力量可以改变很多生活里面的那种困难。
Because the spiritual strength is the strength that will change everything.
当我们没有体力的时候，我们会怎么做呢？
What are you without the physical strength?
我们会吃东西。
We might need to eat more.
增加营养。
We might get more nutrition.
去做些运动。
We might exercise more.
这是对我们的体力的一种帮助。
That these are things that can help our physical strength.
智力不够了。
What if you are lack of the wisdom, strength, or wisdom?
这有些困难的。
That might be harder to remedy.
每个人的智商都不同。
We all have different IQ.
当然，我们需要学习。
Although we can learn.
需要努力，可以补一些不足。
We might be able to study harder.
但是智力有时候是天生的。
But the intelligence is come naturally.
很多时候你不懂就不懂，你不能够学就不能够学。
If you do not understand, you just cannot comprehend. You cannot help it.
这是跟我们的父母有关的啊。
It might be related to your parents.
你生下来的智商有多高，这是不是我们可以 control 的
？Your IQ is beyond what you can control.
那财力呢
？How about your financial strength?
财力，假如你有一个富爸爸了，就好一点。
If you have a rich dad, you might be in good shape.
但是不一定保证的。
But nobody is guaranteed that.
这个财力有时候也需要努力，需要一种知识，需要一些机会来得到。
Very often, the financial strength is a combination of your wisdom and your other energies.
那其他力量我们不讲啊。
We are going to skip everything else.
不过呢，每一样的力的来源都有一个源头。
All this strength has a source.
有一个动源。
There's an ultimate source.
有一个动因。
There's a motive there.
那灵力呢
？Where is the spiritual strength?
内心的力量呢
？The inner strength.
这是很重要
，the most important strength，
内心的力量，灵里面的力量
，the inner strength or your spiritual strength，
不需要人买东西来吃
，you cannot buy by increase by eating stuff，
这个是里面来产生的
，because it comes from within。
我们知道基督徒得力有不同的方式
，many Christians we know there are many ways that we can gain。
刚才我们读过一段圣经。我们读过，我们要等候，有等候圣灵的能力。
We just pray that we can wait for the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以有一种灵力能力，是从上而来的。
There's a kind of strength or power that comes from above.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
我们可以透过祷告、等候来得力的。
Through prayer, through waiting for God, we can gain that.
我自己的是这样的。
This is how I gain the strength.
我不经不觉了，做了一些事情呢，已经是自己担不起的了。
Without knowing it, I do many things that's beyond my own power.
这三十几年来，一点一滴，一点一滴，有些是自己做的，有些是别人加上来的。
For 30 years, I have done many things. Many things are being prompted by other people.
我发觉现在的那种情况已经超过我的能力所能够承担的。
And I realize that my situation now is beyond my own strength can handle.
每一个月财务来说是三四十万的每一个月的那种开支。
Every month I got to deal with the financial burden of about 300,000. 300,000 to 400,000.
Yeah, 三十万、四十万的那种财务。每个月啊。
Every month I got to face this burden.
那过了一个月，第二个月很快又来。
After 1 month, the next month comes so quickly.
还有人在工作呢。
How about my work?
现在越来越多了。
There are so much tasks to do.
我在说有些不是我来做的。
Many are not done by me.
但是我要承担的。
But I'm responsible.
我要有责任的。
I'm responsible.
对我是总干事。
Because I was the chief executive.
我们在美国每个大的教都有，大部分都有角色的事。
Almost every church has something related to a crusade.
我们刚刚现在有一对二十几人的宣教的事工在法国。
We have a mission work in France for about.
所以那天那个 late， 有事情的时候心里面就会挂念了，是不是有些什么问题了
？When night happened, I was so worried.
他们 late 是在南部啊，他们是在巴黎。
Our office is in Paris.
但是不知道的，
we don't
随时可以有问题。
They were worried.
我们在中国有四个儿童村。
We have four orphanage.
一样，这个特别我们中文叫特困儿童村，就是说帮助了一些特别困难的儿童。
We help children with special needs.
在有些父母啊，有些父亲或者母亲坐牢的、残疾的等等。
Very often these a parent who are in jail or who are not available to help the kids.
是一种担子啊。
These are burdens.
但是我怎么解决的呢
？How do I carry them？
还有很多行政的问题。
There are also many exactly
管理的
问题。Management.
还有讲道，礼拜天讲道。
Also I have to preach.
怎么来承担
？How do I pay？
好，我有一个很简单的方法。
对 ，one simple way that I
很简单。
Something very simple。
就是乖乖的每天早上好好的去祷告。
That's why I have a morning devotion every morning.
这叫从上而来的能力。
I wait for the strength from above。
我祷告完我就交托了。
I pray and I trust God。
感谢主，就这样经过每天每个月这样来去。
That's how I get by every day。
那但是那种属灵的能力呢？
This spiritual strength,
除了从上而来的
beside those coming
from God, 除了上帝的应许
from the promise of God,
还有一种的来源
there is another source,
这是今天我要特别讲
this is what I want to discuss,
拉琼的来源是从我们自己的那个决定而来的
because that source is coming from our own decisions,
就是我们要校正我们的动机
We must have an accurate motivation.
我们明白每一件事情我们为何而做。
We must understand why we do certain things.
我们明白我们的动向。
We understand the direction.
很清楚我们到什么地方去。
We clearly see where we are going.
而这种的动机跟动向
your motivation and your direction
也是产生力量的那一个动因动源。
Are factor in gaining strength.
那今天呢，我特别就跟大家思想，是我们可以做得到的。
These are strength that we can do something about.
是我们可以去决定。
It's something that is depend on your decision.
那我们先来看刚才读过的第一段的经文。
Let's go to the first scripture that we read.
是哥林多后书
Second Corinthians
第五章
Chapter 5.
18-19刚才已经读过了啊，这都在上面啊。那这里呢这两节圣经里面提到两个很重要的一种提示。
And here he mentioned two very important ideas.
告诉我们
，It tells us
什么？我们可以有一个怎么样的动机？来侍奉神，来过属灵的生活。
What should be our motivation to serve God and to live our life?
我们先来看第一个地方。
Let's see the first point.
第一个地方呢，第十八节。
In verse 18,
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。
All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself.Through Christ, give us the ministry of reconciliation.
这里提到与他和好
to be reconciled to God.
然后又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们
and also give us the ministry of reconciliation.
不晓得大家有没有想过
Have you think about these words?
人能够与神和好
that man can be reconciled.
是件非同小可的一件事啊。
This is an amazing thing.
我们讲到和好的时候，是讲到两个同等的一个关系。
To be reconciled, to be equal, to be make peace.
我们会跟我们的配偶和好。
We can be reconciled to our spouse.
啊，同等啊
，become equal.
甚至有时候我们向我们的家人、其他家人和好。
We can be reconciled to our family.
但是我们不会像一条虫和好的。
But we never
是吧
？Be reconciled to our earthworm.
我们跟虫的关系是不同的种，不同等级的一种关系。
Because we are at a different level.
一条虫没有资格要我们跟它和好。
A worm is not qualified to be reconciled to us.
是不是不对等嘛？
Because we are not the same.
那我们跟神的关系呢
？How about our relationship with God?
其实就是好像人跟虫一样。
Actually, the relationship is same as us to a worm.
这个世人他 真的有自知之明的人呢，这个世人他这样说，我是虫不是人。
That's why a man who knows himself, he said, I'm a worm, I'm not a man.
他自己讲，我是虫。
He said, I'm a worm, I'm a mere worm.
这个是我们实在的情况。
This is our true condition.
很软弱。
We are very weak.
但是呢，当神说跟我们和好的时候
，So that when we say we are reconciled,
其实真的不对的。
This doesn't match.
那怎么可以发生呢
？How can this happen?
我们会跟我们的小狗和好吗
？You would you reconcile to your dog？
有没有人养过狗
？Anybody who has a dog？
养个狗的人就知道了。
People who have dog know。
虽然那个不对等的
，Even though you are at different level，
但是我们常常有跟他们和好的。
We do want to make peace with the dog。
有时候我们在街上看这些人，就是人遛狗啊。
We see people walking the dog。
走到一个地步了，那狗不走了。
And then the dog doesn't want to walk anymore.
那个主人怎么做呢
？What did the owner do?
拉拉拉拉拉回家吗
？He just drive him home.
你有见过这样的人
？You see that?
不会的。
No.
可能拉几步。
He might drag a few.
几步他们都不走的话呢
？If the dog refuses to walk,
那个主人通常会这样。
What the owner usually do?
他会蹲下来。
He would
好好的抱住他在手上
you pick up the dog,
然后就带他回家
and then walk home.
这个不单和好啊还是认输了
That means the owner surrenders
是不是、啊、我们也养个狗
I have a dog
我们去那个Target 啊什么 supermarket 买一些好东西给他吃
I have to go to Target to buy fancy dog food
最初呢我们不晓得他的胃口
From the beginning, I don't know what he eats.
我买了些好东西，他都不吃。
I got this good tofu, but he doesn't want it.
不吃怎么办呢
？So what can I do?
我们还是要买一个他喜欢吃的东西给他。
We got to find out what he likes.
这为什么会这样呢
？Why it is like that?
这个狗是属于我们的。
The dog belongs to me.
我们是有责任的。
I'm responsible.
我们是爱他。
I care for.
有爱。
Because I care for
有所属的，我们属于他是属于我们
，dog belongs to me，
我们就会跟他和好。
That's why I want to make peace with the dog。
神愿意与我们和好
，God is willing to be friends with us。
这是基于一种爱的关系
，is motivated by love。
也许当我这样讲的时候，不一定我们大家都能够明白。
This is something may not be everybody understand。
假如我们真的明白的话，我们都会流眼泪的。怎么会这样呢？
Understand the love of God will be so touched.
怎么会这样
？How can that be?
其实神不单爱我们
，Not only did God love us,
他是很迫切的来爱我。
He loved us with earnest.
那我这样讲了，大家更加不明白。
Now it's probably more confused.
那其实这是很自然的。
That is probably.
我们常常都听过一句话。
We often heard this.
水向低流
，the water coming upstream.
我们的孩子常常都不了解我们的爱心。
Very often our children don't understand our love for them.
我们小儿子昨天没有回家，我们就挂心他，打电话给他。
My young son was home late, so I was worried. I told him.
不知不觉想着他在哪里。
I wonder what happened.
其实他都很大了，三十几岁了。
30 years old.
但是父母还是挂念他。
But I am still anxious.
他不一定，他有时候明白，有时候不明白。
Sometimes he doesn't appreciate.
有时候
，sometimes.
正如我们呢
，just like us,
也不明白我们的天父对我们的爱心。
Very often we don't understand God's love for us.
所以难怪。
That's why
水向低流
，even though water coming from top,
不过呢，圣经常常告诉我们一件事情
，Bible often tell us
我们不知道上帝
，we do not understand，
但是他却用各种的方法来显明他自己
，but God use all kind of means，
各种
himself every way，
耶稣基督来到世界上。最重要的目的也是为此。
That's the most important mission of Jesus coming to the world.
他说没有人认识神。
He said no one knows God.
但唯有父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
But the only Son of God revealed God to us.
我们不能够用我们头脑去认识上帝。
Our mind cannot enable us.
我们不能够用我们头脑去了解他的爱。
Our brain cannot help us to understand.
耶稣基督来到世界。
But Jesus came to the world.
就把这个爱表明出来。
He revealed God's love to us.
除了十字架的爱之外。
Beside the love of the cross.
在他所讲的道中。
In every word that he uttered.
有一篇道。
One of the sermons
是非常能够说明父神对我们的爱心。
Completely portray God's love for us.
他是何等愿意与我们和好。
That's God yearn to be reconciled to us.
那篇道是什么？在哪里
？Do you know that sermon?
大家听听过的。
You probably heard.
路加福音十五章。
In Luke chapter 15.
浪子的比喻。
The story of the prodigal son.
其实浪子的比喻的重点不在浪子。
The parable of a prodigal son is not about the prodigal.
不在于他有多坏。
Not because not about how bad the prodigal is.
一个人多坏不用我们讲的了。
Because that's something that we all know.
大家都明白了。
Something that everybody knows.
那个重点不是他有多么的坏。
It's not how bad the prodigal is.
那个重点是在于父亲用怎么样的态度来接纳这个浪子，那才是最重要的。
The emphasis of the story, the parable is on the love of the father, his acceptance of the prodigal.
今天这世界上最需要的，不是要知道人有多坏。
Today in the world, we do not need to know how evil man can become.
这个世界上最需要知道的一件事，就是上帝是如何的愿意来接纳那些坏的人，那些罪人。
What we really need to know is that how God is willing to accept this evil man.
那浪子的比喻
prodigal story,
我不再从头讲。
I don't want to repeat.
大家已经听过。
You all know about it.
我请大家注意两个字。
There are two words I want you to pay attention.
这两个字就表明神天父是何等的愿意来跟我们和好。
This word completely reveal how God wants to be reconciled to us.
那为什么讲这些呢？
What are these two words?
你了解了这一点，
If you understand this,
你就更加有力量把人带到上帝的面前。
You will be motivated to bring people to God.
你的动机就清楚了。
Your motivation will be clear.
你为什么要传福音这件事情你就清楚了。
You will understand why you want to share the gospel.
原来神是那么愿意来跟人和好的。
Because God long to be reconciled to us.
那是多么美好的信息。
This is a beautiful message.
你就会把它介绍给人。
You want to share that
message. 好，我们来看看这两个字。
Let's look at these two words.
第一个字，
The first word.
圣经形容
you,
那个浪子回头之后，
When the prodigal returned,
战战兢兢。
He was fearful.
患得患失。
He was not sure.
走了很远的路。
He went through a long journey.
圣经说相离还远。
While he was far away.
就说当那个浪子出现在那个父亲的眼前的时候。
When he appeared on the horizon.
那还有一个距离。
Still far away.
相离还远。
Still quite a distant away.
然后圣经就记载。
And the Bible,
那个父亲就跑去拥抱这个孩子。
Bible says the father run to embrace him.
这个跑很重要。
Run is very important.
他等一下都可以吧。
He can let the kid wait.
你不怕不回来的。
He's already.
他走了那么远了，一定会走来的。
He will be home.
是不是啊
？Yes.
还有呢，这个老人家不应该跑的。
The old man running for.
跑会摔跤的。
He's going to trip.
摔跤不得了啊。
That might be very bad for.
啊，我不舍得以前有没有这种骨质疏松的那种情况，一定有啊。我不知道而已。那他何必要跑了
？Why is the old father running?
因为他很迫切的要表达。他对这个孩子的接纳。
Because he cannot wait to express his sentence to his son.
因为一个做错事的人。
The son has done wrong.
他很需要这种印证。
He needs assurance.
因为那个浪子确实有这种观念。
The prodigal wasn't sure.
哎呀，我不配再做儿子了。
I'm no longer worthy to be your son.
我只配做个雇工而已。
Let me be a servant.
这是人的想法。
That's his idea.
不是神的想法。
That's not the father.
神要消除这种想法。
I want to eliminate it.
跑去。
That's why he runs.
拥抱。
To embrace.
这个很重要。
This is so important.
耶稣基督就用这个比方，这个故事来介绍给人，上帝是多么的愿意与人和好。
Jesus used a prodigal story to show that how much God longs to be embracing.
各位。
Verses
与神和好。
Are you reconciled with him?
他是愿意来接纳我。
He is willing to accept you.
他珍贵这种和好的关系。
He values that relationship.
只需要凭着信心，简单的信心，就可以走到天父的面前。
By simple faith, you can come back to him.
还有一个字。
There's another word.
叫快
quickly，
他吩咐了这仆人
quickly he told his
servant， 当他看见那个儿子是这样在身世的时候
he said see his dress，
他吩咐了个仆人
he told quickly he told his servant
快
go，
快点拿上好的袍子来给他穿上
go and get him the best garment，
然后告诉他用把那个鞋子给他穿
，give new shoes，
给那个戒指给他戴上
，put on the ring。
为什么要快
？Why to go quickly？
快是一种态度
，because that's the attitude。
紧张
，he is earnest，
希望
，he want to do it。
这个儿子能够安心下来
，he want him to feel at ease。
我读到这个快这个字的时候
，when I heard that。
我有点感觉
I was touched.
好像上帝是在呼召我
I feel that God is calling me
快
Quickly
快一点告诉那个人
Quickly tell him
上帝是多么愿意接纳他
How God long to
怎么告诉他呢
How are we going to
把上好的袍子给他穿上
Give him the best garment
把最好的资源给传福音的工作
Get you the base of the resource.
快
Do it quickly.
但是我有这样的提示。
That is a reminder.
也求神帮助我
们。May God help us.
在这个使人与神和好的这件事情上要快。
As we try to reconcile people to God, we want to do it quickly.
不是快快的讲。
Not speak quickly.
我们讲的太多了。
Sometimes we speak too much.
我们要快把上好的袍子给他穿上。
We want to give them the best of God's garment.
给鞋子给他穿上。
Put on the new shoes for them.
要付代价的。
It's something that we have to pay a price.
这个说明我们的代价，其实是说明上帝的将来爱世界的。
The price we pay reveals how God is willing to reconcile people.
这个是其中一个地方。
This is one of the points.
这个成为我们的动机。
That should be our motivation.
另外一个地方。
Another point.
保罗在提醒，这个刚才的哥林多后书第五章有另外一个地方。
Paul remind us another point.
提醒我们应该有这样的一个动机。
We must have this motivation.
我们来看看啊，这个第十八节后面。
18,
又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
And give us the ministry of reconciliation.
他这里用了一个赐，想赐的赐。
The word give.
然后十九节的后面。
And then verse 19.
并且将解和好的道理托付了我们。
And he has committed to us the message.
这个赐恩赐
to give
跟托付
and to commit
这两个字
these two words
是表达了一个很重要的一个意思。
There is a very strong meaning there.
赐是恩典的意思。
To
从上面我给你，我赐给你。
About grace, coming from above to give.
所以保罗很深的了解这个意思。
That's why Paul deeply understand the meaning.
神呼召我。
God has called us.
这是恩典的呼召。
A grateful calling.
我能够执受这个职分。
Can I accept the mission?
不是我配的。
Not because I'm worthy.
这是上帝的恩典。
Because it's something God gave me.
啊，我们不一定有这个想法的。
You may not think this way.
不过保罗有。
But that's what Paul said.
这保罗就经历过这种恩典。
Because Paul had experienced God.
他本来是个走错了路的人。
He was someone who was on the wrong path.
他一直都是抓基督徒，受在监里，要杀害基督徒的。
He is someone who persecuted the Christians.
他用杀害来表示他的一种功能。
He used killing them to reveal his ability.
好像今天的恐怖分子就是这样。
Like a terrorist today.
他认为杀害有理的。
Because he think he is right.
他认为是对的。
He think he's doing the right.
对到一个地步，连生命都可以不要。
He is willing to give his own life.
保罗以前就是这样。
Paul was like that.
但是当他蒙光照之后
，After he saw the light,
他觉得哎呀，这是上帝的恩典。
He realized God has
把我从那个迷路中挽回过来
，God has pulled me back from the wrong path，
而把那个叫人与神和好的职分托付给他
，and gave me the mission of reconciling，
这是恩典
，it is a great grace，
然后呢，托付也是恩典
，and to be committed，
你知道我们我是总干事啊，我常常都要把东西把工作托付给人的
，you know I'm an executive， I have to commit many mission to many people.
有时候都很惭愧啊，自己都不做，都是叫人做。
Sometimes I feel embarrassed, I'm giving all the work away.
我的工作都是要分配工作，托付工作给人。
My job is to assign people to do work.
我为什么不会托付给人呢？
How do I
我凭什么来托付给人呢
？What qualifies me to commit?
有两个，要通常有两个原因。
There is two reasons.
一个呢， First, 就是我信任他
，because I trust him.
我觉得他可以
，I know he's capable.
所以我就把责任托付给他
，and then I commit the responsibility to him.
是不是啊？我们通常都是这样啊。
That's so.
我们结婚了，我们所托非人是很麻烦的。你信任他，你才自己把自己的人生托付给他。
When you get married, you say, when you commit yourself to someone else.
是不是？所以当你托付、交付的时候，表示你信任。
When you commit, that means you trust him.
当神交付工作给我们的时候，把职位来给我们的时候，那是信任。
When God commit a work for us because He trusts us.
那我还有一个原因呢。
There's another reason.
会把工作托付给人。
That I commit a work to other people.
你知道是什么原因
？What's the other reason?
很多时候，我这个不能够说我完全可以信任这个人。
Sometimes I must say I cannot 100% trust someone.
不过呢，我愿意给他个机会。
But I let him
是不是啊
？Chance.
很多时候都要这样。不是百分之百确定这个人可信
I wasn't sure he's trustworthy
不过呢给他个机会
I want to give him a chance
让他可以证明自己可以抓好
He can prove himself
无论是你信任也好
Whether you trust him
无论你给他个机会也好
Or you given him a chance
这个都是一个善意
These are a very
神把职任把职分来托付给我们
When God commit us to do a job,
我不晓得大家有没有这个领会。
Do you have that appreciation?
你有这个领会的话
，Do you appreciate that?
你是有动力。
Then you have motivation.
哎呀，感谢神
！I thank God.
我这样的一个人
，such a person as I,
竟然他把这个责任托付给我
，and he will entrust me with
the mission. 我就有力量去做
，and I am motivated.
这是非常重要的动机。
This is a very important source of motivation.
是因为上帝何等的愿意与人和好。
Because how he yearned to be reconciled.
我体会这个心肠。
I understand his heart. I'm doing it.
只要你的。
And I'm motivated.
你明白这个托付是恩典。
You understand the commitment to you is a grace for you.
只要你的。
You also will be motivated.
这个很重要的啊。
These are so very important.
你们的新的堂很快就做好了。
Your new sanctuary will be soon be built.
做好只是一个阶段的完成。
This is just one stage.
有那个新堂，那个责任更大了。
After you got your new church, there will be more responsibility.
我求神在教会中兴起一些感觉到蒙恩的人。去承受这个责任。
I pray that God raise up many people who feel the commitment to mission,
能够体会耶稣的心肠的人去，去承担责任。
The people who understand the heart of God, they will take up responsibility.
一个教会建堂总是会完成的。
Every church will be built.
总有一天会完成。
There's a day that the church.
但是完成之后就是一个很漫长的条路要走。
Afterward, there's a long journey.
我求神给你们有力量。
I pray that God will give you strength.
这种力量从着正确的动机而来。
A strength that comes from the right motivation.
还有除了动机之外，还有动向。
And also, you need to have a right direction.
我们来看第二段啊，这个我们啊，所以我奔跑不像无定向的。
I do not run like a man running aimlessly.
我斗拳不像打空气。
I don't fight like a man beating air.
所以呢，我希望大家能够定立一个目标。
I want you to set a direction.
向着标杆直跑。
A goal that you run toward.
有目标
，a goal
就有力量。
Because with goal, you will have.
没有目标就没有力量。
Without a goal, you have no.
就会迷失。
You will be lost.
好了，现在是什么目标呢？什么标杆呢？
What should be the goal?
有时候那个问题就出在这里。
Very often the problem, that's where the problem.
可能梁弟兄有梁弟兄的标杆。
Mr. Liang might have a very clear goal.
四弟兄有四弟兄的标杆。
Mr. Xu also have a goal.
我们每个人都可能有自己的标杆。
All of you have a goal.
很多时候的问题就在这里。
Very often that might be the source of problem.
这个需要祷告。
We need to go through prayer.
需要交通。
We must communicate.
需要等候。
We must wait.
不过呢，
None of this.
有一个动向。
There is a goal there.
是大家一定都要朝这个方向。
It's a direction that everybody must be facing.
那个方向正确，其他就正确。
If the direction is right, everything will work out.
那是什么方向呢？
What is that direction?
我们来看一段圣经，这个没有给你们的。
This
是多林多后书
Second Corinthians
十一章
Chapter 11
十一章第三节
Verse 3
第三节我只怕你们的心或偏于邪失去了向基督所存意清洁的心这里提到一个动向
Here to talk about a direction.
什么呢？是什么呢？
What is that?
向基督
devotion to Christ.
保罗怕他们一件事情。
Paul was afraid of one thing.
怕他们失去了那向基督的心。
He is afraid they might lose that sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
所以一个单纯向基督那个动向很重要。
That pure devotion to Christ is so important.
假如大家都向基督的话
If everybody is devoted to Christ,
那其他就反而是次要的。
Everything else will be secondary.
这个很重要。
This is so important.
向基督。
Devotion to Christ.
我不晓得有没有跟大家讲过这个关于一位我们的董事一个见证。
I don't remember whether I share this story with you.
那个 board member 那个董事已经离开世界了。
One of the board member he has passed away.
不过他的生命的见证却是一直的来鼓励了我。
But his life testimony continues to inspire.
他是一位医生。
He was a doctor.
他告诉我们
，He told me.
他说几十年前，当他做这个 intern 的时候
，He said a decade ago when he was an intern.
他学了医，他是小儿科的， 专门是医啊小孩子的癌症的那个医生。
He is specialist on children's cancer.
他很爱小孩子。
He loves children.
所以他选择这样的一科来读。
That's why he studied that subject.
他说当他要到这个医院来实习的时候
，When he said he was interning in the hospital，
他每天都看见那些本来好好的小孩子。却被那种癌症所就是说侵害。
Every day he sees healthy kids inflicted with cancer cell, cancer.
慢慢慢慢的枯萎下去。
But they decay.
然后那些伤心的父母很难过。
He saw the sorrow of the parents.
他常常都看到这种景象。
He witnessed it so often.
他有一天他祷告。
One day that he prayed.
他说神啊，我真的没有办法再忍受这样的种子。
He said, I cannot take these tolerance any more longer.
他没有办法看到那个孩子这样死去，而自己无能为力。
He cannot be able to see children die, not able to help them.
看见那些伤心流泪的父母，却不晓得怎么安慰他们。
He sees these mournful, sorrowful parents that don't know how to comfort.
他没有这种力量来做。
He has no strength.
不是不爱他们
，Not that he doesn't care.
就是因为太爱他们，所以忍不住，忍受不住。
Because he do care for them, that's why he cannot bear any longer.
所以他祷告
，And he pray.
他说，主啊，没有办法。
He said, I cannot do this.
他要转到另外一个科field 里面去。
He said, I want to do something else.
那当时他就听到个心里面那个微小的声音。
And then he heard from a quiet whisper.
好像是主耶稣对他提示。
As if Christ was reminding him,
你是属于我的人。
You are belong to me.
也不愿意来代替我来照顾这些小孩子。
Would you not take care of them on my behalf?
那我可以差遣谁？
Who else can I send?
就是因为这句话。
Because of that reminder.
他答应。
He stayed.
留下了。
He stayed in the job.
留了几十年。
For 10 years.
直到他退休为止。
Until the day he retired.
不单留下来。
Not only he stayed in the profession.
而且在整个就是非常亮丽的一个成绩。这个在那个医院里面呢，几十年有七种的药，他首先来使用。
He was a doctor who also do a lot of new medicine for them.
他退休的时候，好像我没有记错了，就是那个 Time Magazine.
When he retired, I remember Time Magazine.
还把一个很大的彩色的一个图片都砍出来了。
那个 picture.
都是一些年轻人啊，围着他，那是那些癌症的 survivor， 那些康复的人。
A picture of a group of children around him. Time
我觉得这图画可以代表很多很多的那种感觉。
That picture gave me such a strong feeling.
我怀疑到我退休的时候，就是有没有这种我能够帮过的人啊，一个一个帮过的人，他从不同的地方来到我身边给我拍个照了。
Was it possible that I can gather all people I help to take a picture with me?
我看到这个，我就知道他几十年都是非常用心来爱这些人。
I know for decades he devoted his love for his life to them.
没有什么原因叫他留下。
There's no reason for him to stay.
只有一个
，Only one，
向基督的心
，Devotion to Christ.
为了主的缘故，他留下。
For Christ's sake, he stayed.
而且用心去工作。
And he put all his heart.
这是非常重要的动向。
This is the direction.
当然我们也需要一些比较详细的、明确的一些方向。
Also, we need some very specific direction.
这是你们要思想。
This is something you have to thought out.
大家同心寻找一个明确的工作的方向。
That together you seek out a clear direction.
但更重要的
，even more important，
我们大家。
That together，
每一位弟兄姐妹
，every one of us，
都有一个向基督。
That we will have a devotion to Christ，
这是上帝的话。
These are the words from God，
不是我的话。
Not my own words。
我盼望大家与神和好。
I pray that you will be reconciled to God.
也重视了与神教人与神和好的职分。
And also value the mission of reconciliation.
立定心志。
There's a room, the path in front of you.
有一个明确的方向。
You have a clear direction.
而且大家都相信。
That all of you be devoted to Christ.
求神将来帮助。
May God help us.
我们一起低头祷
告。Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
We thank you for your precious message.
你的话真的像我们脚前的灯路上的。
Indeed, your words are light to our path.
主啊，帮助我们真的珍贵你自己的教导。
That's why we will value your teaching.
因为那个教导不是为了伤害，乃是为了建立。
Because you build not to hurt, but to build us up.
主啊，当你祝福我们的时候
，As you bless us,
你摆上了你的生命
，You give your life.
你也赐下了宝贵的话
，You also give us your word.
主啊，我们都愿意来接受。
Father, we are willing to accept you.
当我们愿意遵行的时候
，As we are obeying you,
主啊，你加添我们力量。
We pray that you strengthen us.
让我们带着满满的动力来向前走。
That we are all motivated to follow you.
垂听我们祷告
，Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名
，We pray.